fans now. So, to underscore Tausch's point, Jaden Reed, a second round pick in 2023, has led the Packers in receiving each of his first two seasons.
Pretty impressive.
64 receptions, 793 yards, 8 tutters in his rookie season. 55 receptions down, 857 yards up, 6 touchdowns down last year. So for his two-year totals in 33 games, 119 receptions, 1,650 yards, 14 touchdowns. Last season, Jamar Chase in 17 games. 127 receptions, 1,708 yards, 17 touchdowns. So Jamar Chase did, in last season alone, winning the Triple Crown, as you like to call it, like Cooper Kupp did a few years ago, had more receptions, more yards, and more tutters in one season than the Packers' leading receiver had in two seasons combined. And that's not a dig at Jaden Reed. I'm not saying he has to be Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase is stud. Yep.
But that's the difference between having that guy and the issue that I would have, and I understand my bias, and I am stating it ahead of time, is you had that guy. You had a guy of that ilk, and you chose not to pay him. And you then chose, after you had agreed to trade him to Las Vegas, to claim that you offered him more on his way out the door so it could look like Devontae was the bad guy, when in reality, you didn't want to pay him. You didn't want to pay him because you don't believe in what the Bengals are doing.
They wanted to pay him on their terms. And Devontae wanted the top contract. He wanted more than D-Hop. And Green Bay looked at D-Hop as an outlier. They would pay him the second highest in the league, which is about, at that point, now $24 or $25 million. D-Hop was at $27, but it wasn't even really $27 when you started factoring everything in. Green Bay was willing to pay Devontae a certain number. Devontae wanted a little bit more. Green Bay said no. And I do wonder if, looking back, that turns out to be a bigger mistake than we all anticipated, because I want to do a little exercise here of who would have a wide receiver one less decorated than what the Green Bay Packers have right now. Because I'm just going to go in our own division. There is no debate. Minnesota and Detroit have a one and two that are better than what we have.
Mm-hmm.
They're one and two. The old math slang, greater than Green Bay's 1-2. Like,
sure.
I don't know anybody that could debate that.
No,
Chicago, I think you could have at least some kind of a debate, whether it's Odunize. Is it Odunize and
Rome Odunize,
Smith?
DJ Moore.
The dude from Moore.
DJ
I would
Moore,
think DJ Moore is a more accomplished one than anything we have.
He had 98 receptions, 966 yards, and 6 touchdowns last season.
Okay.
Just for those of you that are curious, Jamar Chase gets 4 years, $161 million. I understand this is 3 years later, but on this date... on this date, Devontae Adams was traded to the Raiders. His contract was 5 years, $141 million. I understand inflation and everything else. There has been a huge jump in compensation for wide receivers because he averages less on that deal, I think, than T. Higgins gets. And T. Higgins took probably less than market value to keep the band together and keep Joe Burrow happy, it would appear, because his is only $115 million. So, what are you saying? You're saying that when we look back, we may say that moving on from Devontae Adams, which didn't work out great for Devontae either, also was not the right move for the Packers?
I'm saying that last season, the most disappointing position was the wide receiver spot. I don't know who's going to argue. I think we all thought... We love the concept of David Schwimmer and Rebecca Aniston, or whatever, Jennifer Aniston and
Rebecca Aniston. Her name is Jennifer Aniston.
Like, Rachel. Where's Rebecca? I meant to say Rachel Aniston.
Rebecca Aniston
and Phoebe, and that whole collective was such a fun idea. And oh, we won't know who to cover, and we won't know this. Uh-huh. And it turns out we were much more like the unfortunate spinoff, Joey, where it was kind of a collective of, we're going to probably cancel the show. Last year's wide receiver core was nothing like Friends. It was more Joey Tribbiani and his cast of characters that lasted one season.
Oh, my God.
So now we look at it and say, what do we do moving forward? Because there were no breakout stars on that. I don't know anybody that was a breakout star that we could look at and say, well, maybe there is a Frasier from Cheers that comes out of that.
Uh-huh.
I don't see it yet. I don't know if there's anything brewing from that whole operation. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to hope? Because right now it feels like we're going to hope. We're going to hope that Chandler really emerges, or that Monica really emerges and takes this thing over.
We got a couple of Phoebes at the moment.
Nothing. Well, now we got Gunther's. We got Ladarius Gunther and Gunther, the coffee shop guy. And maybe I can't think of any of the other kind of role players. But that's where we're at when you compare. Our next segment, Jason, I want you to go through the number one wideouts and say, would you take Green Bay's over this? Because I don't think there's many spots in the league that would say that their receiver position, especially at the top two, are in worse shape than where we're at as we sit here on March 17th.
Okay. This will be a challenging exercise, but I will try and piece together the number one wide receivers. I will start with the NFL leaders just in receiving yardage and go from there. And Jamar Chase obviously led the way. So we'll get to that on the other side. I'm trying to think. Like, there's got to be bad teams that don't really cross
our mind.
New England.
I think Green Bay's ahead of New England.
Yeah. There's not going to be many, though. There's not going to be many. We'll do that coming up. After Tausch tells us, another day, another weekend on the road for us. Not quite to St. Louis, but volleyball and gymnastics. And we always know that if we stop at Quick Trip, we'll get to go potty and we'll get some snacks and beverages. And maybe they'll even have potatoes for sale.
Life's busy and Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal, Quick Trip is your go-to. Quick Trip has a variety of apps. You know, the mozzarella sticks are a favorite for us. And you got to make room for dessert. Nature's Touch ice cream. You can get a gallon of chocolate or vanilla for $4.99 for a full gallon of ice cream. You know, there's even more at Quick Trip right now. Quick Rewrite white bread, 99 cents a loaf, 12-pack of sodies, 2 for 10. Bacon-wrapped pork loins, 4 for 5. Or it's been a little chilly the next couple days. Get that big old bag of soup.
Chilly now.
$6.99 tomorrow for 36 or 40-ounce bags. And you know I can't get through talking about Quick Trip without mentioning the chicken. Roasted whole chicken on special for $6.99 today. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner on the go, Quick Trip is the ultimate destination. Fuel your day with quality taste. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. And you Quick Rewards on every visit. You can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
We'll get to the number one wide receivers next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Down.
So Harbaugh's thing is who's got it better than us, right? So who's got it worse than us if you're the Packers?
Yeah, I mean, that's the negative way to look at it, but I'm just curious who we would take ahead. I don't think we're in a great spot.
Joe in Green Bay. For those of you scoring at home, there's been a Normandy, a Baghdad, and a Rebecca Aniston drop today. Yeah, it's been something. It's definitely been something. All right, so I
meant
have
to say Rachel. I meant to say Rachel,
but you didn't.
Aniston. And her name is Jennifer.
Rachel Aniston, also not things. A person. So Jamar Chase led the NFL in receiving yards. Justin Jefferson, number two. Brian Thomas. Do you know who he plays for?
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
He killed. If you remember, he killed us down there. Big game against us.
Yes, and Edgerrin Cooper killed Christian Kirk on that deep ball that he ran him down and broke his collarbone or his ribs or something. Drake London, Atlanta. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit. Jerry Jeudy, who was traded to Cleveland but still had a 1,200-yard season. Malik Nabers of the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Bowers of the Las Vegas Raiders.
He doesn't count. I would think Vegas and us. I think Green Bay might be ahead of Vegas.
Okay, good.
Once they
good,
traded Devontae.
Good ad. CeeDee Lamb, Dallas.
Yeah.
Ladd McConkey was the leading receiver for the Chargers. Arizona, Trey McBride, he's a tight end, so we can take him off the list.
Quick question, is Ladd McConkey, would he be the number one wideout on the Packers?
I have not watched a lot of Ladd McConkey.
Latitudinally.
But I would say based on his productivity. Now, do the Chargers have other guys that they're spreading it around to the way Jordan Love would be? I don't know who their other wide receivers are. They brought back Mike Williams.
Yeah.
So they must not.
They have a couple others. Their names are escaping me outside of the season, but they spread it around pretty well.
Jackson Smith and Jigba. Clear-cut number one in Seattle. We'll skip George Kittle. Garrett Wilson of the Jets, still at 1,100 yards. Terry McLaurin, could have been a Packer. Cortland Sutton in Denver. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. Devontae Adams, 18th in receiving yards last season, despite playing for two teams. Zay Flowers. Jacoby Myers is their number one receiver in Vegas.
Right now, just go. You going through this list?
Nico Collins, Calvin Ridley, Mike Evans. The next ones.
But I normally will look at things through divisions.
Okay.
AFC. The only team that I would probably say that we're better than wideout wise is the Jets. The
Patriots.
New England Patriots.
Yeah.
So the Patriots. Then you start looking at whether it's the Indianapolis Colts. I would say that we're probably on par with the Colts. I don't know anybody with the Colts that is all of a sudden like, but the Texans, the Jags, I think that you would make a really good argument. You're not going to get ahead. So looking at it, I would say we're definitely in the bottom quarter of where this rankings would go with a 1 and 2 wideouts. I don't know anybody that could argue that. You can. I don't know if you have any validity to it. But Carolina, New Orleans, there's maybe 5 or 6 teams that you're on the same level with. And then, especially when you start looking at your own division and then your own conference, we don't have that guy yet. And I think it's become abundantly clear we need to have someone emerge as that guy or someone would have been brought in, and now, unless there's a big boy trade coming that I don't see on the horizon, Green Bay is going to run this thing back and probably pick up an early round draft pick to add to that room. They're looking at this saying, we're going to go with our tight ends, and we think our tight ends, which were Tucker Kraft, I would say is probably a top 10 tight end. That's where this offense is going. And you hope that these other guys will emerge and can add, but I don't see them making a J.R. Ewing-type change. I think they're hoping that this sitcom, Joey, is looking to maybe get some ground and turn into a Friends light moving forward, because this was nothing Friends-ish about this group.
So I think,
and now you're just hoping that Tribbiani gets his big break and their show takes off. That's what we're hoping for when it comes to this wide receiver group.
So I think it's instructive to keep going on this list, because you're going to start to hear guys that are number two receivers for their teams being mentioned before you get to the Packers' leading receiver. Jameson Williams, that's the second Lion. DK Metcalf, that's the second Seahawk. Darnell Mooney, that's the second Falcon. Puka Nacua led the Rams in receiving. It's the first Ram on the list. Juwan Jennings led San Francisco. That's the first 49er on the list. DJ Moore in Chicago. Tyreek Hill in Miami. Those are first-time teams with their leading receiver on this list. Tyreek Hill, then T. Higgins, second Bengals receiver. George Pickens, that's the number one in Pittsburgh, and they went out and got DK Metcalf. So they clearly didn't feel like him alone was enough as a number one. They went and made the trade for Metcalf. Marvin Harrison, Maserati Marv in Arizona, and Jordan Addison in Minnesota. Those are two more wide receivers ahead of Jaden Reed, who was 36th in the NFL in receiving yardage. So we didn't get to a Colts player. We didn't get to a Patriots player. So there are teams with lesser number ones at this point, but like you said, not many.
Then those aren't the teams that we're striving to be.
Correct. Either. No, you're right. Interesting, Buffalo, which had another good season. Didn't make it to the Super Bowl, but Buffalo didn't. You didn't hear Buffalo being mentioned in there, right? Khalil Shakir had fewer yards than Jaden Reed did.
Was there a Chiefs player?
No, Travis Kelce is the first one on the list, and he's obviously a tight end, and he was behind Jaden Reed as well. So
I think this has been an interesting little exam.
I think so too.
Jesse, are you concerned about where the Packers sit at wide receiver after hearing about the T. Higgins, Jamar Chase? Are you concerned where the Packers sit with their wide receiving core heading into the 2025 season?
I have been concerned for a while, yes. Because I think
if
Christian Watson's the best receiver on the roster, I think that's a problem because of his health. And I don't mean that to pile on him.
You don't think he makes a difference anyways, and that was before he was injured.
I've been kind of snarky toward Christian Watson over time, but in all seriousness, if he's the number one wide receiver, okay, he's not healthy enough to be available to be a threat enough when he's not out there.
Think he's very good. You don't think he's very good either, if we're being honest.
I think there's a lot better out there, yes.
I am going to go down with the potential ship. I am going to believe that Jaden Reed and Dontavion Wicks in year three, much like Davante Adams, who had an injury and drop-riddled second season and had people calling for more Jeff Janis, I think those guys are both going to take a big jump this year. I'm going to believe that, and when we're sitting here on March 17th, 2026, and I was wrong, I will acknowledge that. But I am going to believe that both those players have shown me enough that I am going to believe that they can be both capable of 1,000-yard seasons. I don't know if the offense is going to be designed to do that, but those guys, I still think there's enough ability there. Not just because of the Verbo story either. I just think that you see them do some special things, and I want to believe that they're going to be motivated by both having tons of drops, tons of inconsistency. I'm looking forward to when we have the off-season program availability, because I want to ask Jaden Reed, who's a pretty straight shooter, what the hell are you going to do now? Because you dropped too many balls, you disappeared in the second half of the season. that's not your standard. What are you going to do in season three? I might soften it slightly. But my point is that he's a pretty stand-up guy. And I'm eager to see what he does in year three. I'm really eager to see what Wicks can do. Because I have not given up on my belief in him. So, no, I'm going to say I'm not concerned. Because I also think that there is a huge motivator for Romeo Doubs this season. And that is to get paid by probably someone else. But if he busts his tail and stays healthy and doesn't get concussion problems, he can make himself a ton of money this year. Wouldn't you agree?
Do you think that Goody feels the same way and that's why he hasn't made a move?
I do. I do. Okay. I think so. Yeah. So when Goody and I agree, you know we're on to something. Just like you and many, 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 many other Coors Light drinkers agree that that is the route to go for refreshing beverages.
Yeah, it was 85 degrees in St. Louis, which was crazy. And then there's tornadoes, and it got a little cooler. But Coors Light was with me. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And boy, when it was 84, you wanted to get that little sweat on that silver bullet dribbling down. Yeah, just like that there. You got those mountains are blue. Oh, baby, that's when you
and
know
the bacon.
It was chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Where was this picture taken? You sent this sometime last summer. Oh,
yeah, it's outside of Amfam Field.
It's a pretty high-end grill tailgate. Wow.
Danny from Bristol. That's Danny from Bristol's grill.
That is a good-looking Coors Light.
Was Bartsky
some good-looking
there?
Bacon.
And did you guys ride together?
We didn't, but there's a funny little anecdote that I think will let everybody that was on Team Bart maybe make a swing that maybe it wasn't just old T. I'll tell you that at the maybe in a Wound Alley. Yeah, so that was interesting.
Well, what we've got next, we take chances on this show. We like to try new things. Sometimes they succeed.
Yerp.
Sometimes they fail.
No. Nerp.
Or not. I am not. I hope that's not on the show sheet.
No. Okay, Jesse's good. Pot of gold for St. Patrick's Day. Our
like
St.
It.
Patrick's Day celebration.
Warm up your accent, old T.
The Irish Pirates. I can't wait to hear it. Is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Slow down on Monday.
Please tell me that if you're going to do this game, you have like the Lucky Charms leprechauns singing "They're Magically Delicious" or something, and not that ESPN NFL music for the Pot of Gold Jesse Nelson game.
Yeah, you like it?
Can't see my feet.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody. Jason, I see you're festive and dressed to the occasion today.
I have a green outfit for today. I haven't showered. I'm trying to lose some weight like you. So I worked out first. I ate a healthy breakfast. But you're wearing a Packers sweatshirt.
Get
out of here.
It's green, and it's St. Patrick's Day. Tausch dressed up. Nice job,
yeah,
old
it's green. You gotta go green today.
I can never tell if Tausch has showered or not, though. He looks the same regardless.
Why wouldn't you shower before you're on your worldwide broadcast video show?
Because I like to wear hats. Because I get headphone head if I wear my headphones after showering. There's a strategy here.
Well, welcome to the Pot of Gold game, our St. Patrick's Day-inspired game we're playing for the first time.
Before we play.
Sure.
Will this go better or worse than the numbers game? Yep or nip, nerp, yerp or nerp or whatever it is?
Depends how many times you interrupt and try to derail us.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
done. Already, I haven't said a word.
We're already there.
I haven't said a word. I am all in. Anytime one of y'all brings something new and fresh to this show, my excitement level is at 100. So I'm excited.
So I will give you a team with a corresponding goal, and you tell me if you think that they'll find this pot of gold this year or not. That's how we're going to play. First up, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team reaching the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Tausch, will they find that pot of gold?
Ahoy, matey! Yeah, of course they will leave it. Even with getting snubbed like
hosed.
They did. Whatever. However you want to phrase it. Pot of gold indeed. Yes, they're 18-point favorites on Thursday morning, even though the challenge will be tough. I think they find a way and they will accomplish that. Pot of gold for the Bucky Badger squad.
Jason?
Yerp! I think so, too! Yes. Sweet 16, baby. First time since 2017, if they pull it off. I'm a little nervous about BYU, though. I caught a few of their conference tournament games.
Hey, I can shoot a little bit. New Mexico with Patino's kid. I got them going to Sweet 16 or Elite 8. Be careful of the New Mexico squad. 10 seed. I think that's a 10 seed that could make some waves. I don't know if part of the pot of gold, but
Mark this tape for when Tausch gets back from his vacation and either New Mexico's in the Final Four or New Mexico got beat by 27 in its first round game.
Jesse, I just sent you a great pot of gold picture that I prefer you get up on the Jumbotron.
Okay, I'll work on that.
On the Jumbotron.
Yeah, that's what we're calling this now. All right. Next up in the pot of gold, the Milwaukee Bucks, who fell last night at Fiserv Forum to the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Milwaukee Bucks reach the Eastern Conference Finals. Tausch, will the Bucks find that pot of gold?
No. No. No, no, no. I think it's going to be, at best, a second-round exit, unfortunately. So, no.
What is this? What is this text message you sent? It's like 1,000 words long before your pot of gold folder.
I left instructions in case of emergency. One of you two need to execute this while I'm on spring break. So
my God.
Hopefully you guys will figure that out, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Bucks. They just can't compete with the best of the best. I was at Fiserv, watched them against the Cavaliers. They didn't have it, and that's... You know, if Giannis can stay healthy, I'm never going to say there's no chance. But I just think we're a little too limited, and I don't have a good vibe on them. So I think it's Boston, Cleveland, and everybody else. And if that's the case, I don't think they're going to get to the finals. I think they can get to the semis. I think they can win their first-round game. And then they'll have to beat either Boston or Cleveland, and I don't see that happening, Captain.
I don't see it happening either. I also don't see one of us singing this 8-verse song that you sent us.
It's a very long song.
Holy smokes.
Jesse, I bequeath that to you. If this happens, you need to execute this.
Oh, I love a good bequeathment.
Thank you, Your Highness. Next up, the Milwaukee Brewers win a playoff series.
Is Jason going to answer, or is he going to filibuster?
Well, he always filibusters.
I answered. I said, I agree with Tausch. I don't see them making the Eastern Conference Finals. Then I said, this is a really long song that's 8 verses. Check the tape.
Okay.
The Milwaukee Brewers win a playoff series this year. They keep getting in, but not winning a series. Tausch, can they get over the hump this year and find that pot
of gold? Yeah, absolutely. They got Woody back. They got the young talents, another year older. They executed at a high level. We hope that the Packers receiving core can bounce back and have a good young player campaign like the Brewers were able to put together last year. I just think that the division's not that strong. And I think the Brewers should be, on paper, better than they were last year. So, yes, pot of gold for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Pot of gold. No. No pot of gold. They're going to overachieve what some people are expecting from them, but they're going to miss the playoffs.
Well, expectations are they win the division, right? There's nobody that's expecting them not to. Jesse?
Yeah, they would be expected to win the division again this year, so they're going to get it minimum.
Who's Jason talking about? Well, they got the Cubs ahead of them?
I mean, the Cubs are the team that you would start to get worried about if you're going to get worried about anybody.
Okay, we'll see. Check back in after 162 games.
Last up for our pot of gold, how about the Green Bay Packers winning the NFC North? Yes, it's pre-draft, and we're speculating on this. Could the Packers win the NFC North this year with every other team having better wide receivers than they do at this point? Tausch?
Absolutely, pot of gold. And I think this isn't me being, you know, Johnny Packer. Detroit and Green Bay are coin tosses right now to win the division. Minnesota doesn't even know who their quarterback is. They think it's JJ, but they haven't said definitely not. So there it is. That pot of gold, that NFC North championship is right there waiting to happen for the G&G. Detroit's knocking there. I am not going to poo-poo Detroit, but they don't have either coordinator. I don't think that offense is going to run as smooth. I don't know if that defense is going to run as smooth. Green Bay's got all their guys back. Green Bay's
for
defense
better,
is going to be
worse.
A lot better. Amen. Pot of gold. Yes. North is ours.
Yeah, I'm going to go pot
Kings
of gold.
Of the North, some might say.
I'm going to go pot of gold on this one, too. According to what I read on MLB.com the other day, the Cubs are being picked to win the division, and Will Leach on MLB.com said that he was picking the Brewers. And his first sentence was, the Cubs are the popular pick here. So that's what I thought. So,
wow, popular pick and smart pick are often not the same.
Okay, well, I don't...
Leach.
Well, he knows more than me, I think. And I would also... Maybe not. But I would also argue that while Jesse
probably
continues...
Probably had the Badgers 12th in the Big Ten. Same conversation. I don't know if it was Will.
I don't think he does that sort of stuff anymore.
Don't care. Somebody in the media said that. And it's like, all right, great. How wrong are y'all? A lot.
Despite Jesse's efforts to villainize Craig Counsell, I think he's going to get the Cubs turned around. So I'm picking the Cubs. And I am picking pot of gold for the Packers winning the NFC North, however. So I guess I went 2 for 4 there. What do we think of pot of gold, and will we bring it back next year on St. Patrick's Day?
It's a good little shtick. I like it.
Is it really because you had a flattering photo of yourself with a double rainbow in the background?
Well, if it's flattering, it's a
pretty
photo.
Cool double rainbow. Yeah.
It is pretty cool. Is that Ireland? Where is that?
That was... No, I'm trying to think where we were. Somewhere outside
Machu
of...
Machu Picchu?
Denver. No, ironically, somewhere outside of Denver... Where the Wisconsin Badgers are chasing their
Shut
pot of gold.
Up. That was Denver?
No, I'm dead serious. It was our national park trip last summer. And I did this Instagram after Jordan Love announced that he had gotten paid.
You have Instagram?
And that was the double. Yeah, that was an Instagram post. That was the Jordan Love double pot of gold. He found it. Packers paid him it. Boom, boom, boom.
It's a video on what you sent me. Can we play the video? Is the
No, I only took the screen. I'd have to reset it.
But is it
Tausch
talking about Jordan Love's pot of gold? Is that what the video is?
Yeah, I think it was from sometime in August.
Maybe we'll have that. We're going to play trivia next while Jesse gets that video queued up.
Could that be an omen that Wisconsin is definitely coming out of the Denver regional?
Pot of gold.
I think so.
Pot of gold.
How many wins do they need out there?
Two double wins.
Sure
double
enough.
Rainbow.
And how many rainbows were there behind me?
There were two.
Appears to be two.
Yeah. Look at that.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, double rainbow.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's also going to be interesting to play trivia. The category is Luck of the Irish.
Tausch is asking all three questions.
Oh, my God.
That's only fair.
Great. Can't wait. Caller 17 for Will D. and Tausch Trivia. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. And Jesse's even got the correct answers highlighted in green. And at least two of them, I'm sure he got right. And then there's a third one where we won't know if he messed it up or not. Caller 17, 844-770-3776. Trivia next. It's Will D. and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
I just don't feel like Goody hits the home runs that merit holding on to draft picks like they're absolute gold. Because his first round draft pick isn't gold.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
Trivia. Are you really going to run this?
I'll do two. I don't know if I could do pirate voice.
Give him a break in between, a little rest.
There's no way he's doing his Irish pirate. I mean,
Am I doing this whole thing in Irish accent, Jesse, or not?
It is. If you were ever going to do it, it would be today. It is St. Patrick's Day. We're all celebrating accordingly, okay. So...
I'm going to try.
Let's give it a go. See what happens.
Got to figure out where I can get some good corned beef today.
Even before we said we were going to do this, we got a text from Jim in the Berg earlier on the Carbless ESPN Wisconsin Talking text line asking if Tausch was going to do trivia today in honor of St. Patrick's Day in an Irish accent.
Sure.
So it's what the people want, or at least one.
I'll do my best, Jim. That's all I can
be ask, careful right? What you wish for would be what I would say. Let's welcome in our contestant. He's not in the Hall of Fame because it doesn't exist yet, but he's made a pretty good push. He's a frequent...
He's had a good run.
...part of our program. It is Tucker in Wausau. Good morning, Tucker. How are you?
Good morning, Taya Helen. How are we doing on this great March 17th?
Would you like to read yourself the questions?
That's actually not.
Oh, it'd be an honor to read the trivia questions.
Okay, this is not. I'm telling you right now, this is not going to go well. Tausch,
I don't think so.
Question one.
I don't think so either. I feel like I'm being set up for failure, and I'm okay with that. Another name of football has remained an independent. Never having officially joined the conference, except for that one year. Which conference did Notre Dame join? And each conference championship game during that abbreviated COVID season of 2020? Is it the Big Ten, the ACC, or the Hoity Toity Athletic Association?
It's got to be the ACC.
Ahoy,
baby! There's a vampire in there as well.
Yeah.
Now you got some German in ya. Yeah, you like some German.
See.
You have the bottles in there. Have some zombies with the Irish and then some bottles.
Oh my god.
Some schnitzel.
Some real gemütlichkeit there, yeah. Sehr gut, mein Freund.
How did he even understand what he was asked?
I don't know. Kudos to Tucker, man.
I was first, but I figured it out.
That's why he's one of the best. All right. I'm not even going to bother after that. Question two, Tucker,
Big finale coming up.
Yep.
Prior to winning the NBA title last season, 2024, when was the last time the Boston Celtics won the NBA Finals? Was it 2016, 2014, or 2008?
I believe it was afterwards Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible. It was 2008, and I got into Drummond again.
Tucker, that's the correct answer. But the fact that Tausch's shifting dialects has now impacted you, and you walked into the show doing a pretty good Irish lilt, and now you too have traversed Europe into Germany, is pretty incredible. I turn it over to our Irish-German correspondent, which is my the two nationalities that I am. Turn it over to Tausch for question three.
Ahoy, Mary. Which of these Wisconsin high schools that qualified for this week's WIAA, a state basketball boys tournament, is nicknamed the Irish? Is it Elk Mound, Freedom, or Abanduel?
Sound graph.
I think I'm going to need someone with a better lilt to say those options again.
How about I say them in English? Which of these teams are nicknamed the, Which of these teams are nicknamed the Irish that are playing in the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament? Is it Elk Mound, Freedom, or Bonduel?
I think for William Wallace, I'm going to go Freedom! That's Scotland.
That is correct. The Irish, led by Donovan Davis, who is an Iowa State recruit, who had like 47 or something ridiculous in his game. As they advanced, much like Oshkosh North's kid had a huge game against Rob Domofsky's DePere Redbirds team, getting his team to state.
Xavion Mitchell.
That's who I was looking for. Yeah. Xavion Mitchell, yes. That gives you your 3-for-3, Tucker. That means you have 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Tausch will not be here to celebrate in his Irish accent if your name gets picked, but nevertheless, we appreciate you playing and somehow managing to get all 3 right despite the German-Irish dialect that you heard them in. Well done. Happy St. Patrick's Day, buddy.
It was great to be on William Tausch. When I heard I was on, I was happy as a grouse. I made the call. Like, group was one, it was all. And on Friday with the drawing, I have lost.
Thank you for playing. All right. The reviews are coming in, and they're about what you'd expect. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even understand what Tausch was saying. Getting a lot of those, but I couldn't stop laughing. Good try, Tausch. That's from Levi and Stevens.
Attaboys.
Here endeth the 10 o'clock hour. But first, if you say run your game in Irish,
oh God,
it would really close out this hour with Prize Picks.
I will do that, and I will play Prize Picks over. I got to make sure I don't say certain things, right?
Tournament, careful. It's one of those times again.
Can we say tournament? I don't know what we can
the
all say,
tournament,
but we know
you can say. Yes.
Is a lot of hoops being played. You got NBA, you got whatever we can call what starts this week. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports successful, everybody, and it is simple, more or less, on at least 2 players for your shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. Prize Picks is the best place, the best way to get in on sports action in more than 30 states. Create a lineup is simple, more or less, on a few player stat projections, and you can win all of that cash. The best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Don't miss your chance as the league's best fight for playoff position. Download the app today and use that code WI for the great state of Wisconsin to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5. You probably heard Jesse and I talking a lot over the years about how much fun it is and how many you got Flex Fridays, you got Taco Tuesdays, you get freebies that get thrown to you. When can I jump in? Well, I would say this is the week to do it. You're going to have action on action on action. Use that code WI and you get $50 instantly when you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game, mate.
Danny boy. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.